The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. Beloved, we are God's children, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Beloved, oh, it's worth repeating. Beloved family of God, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies themselves as he is pure. That's 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. We're talking about Advent. The season of Advent celebrates three comings of Christ: one future, one past, and one present. Advent prepares our hearts for the second coming of Christ. As we express gratitude to Christ for his first coming, our hearts must be prepared and ready for his return. Advent is a season of repentance. Repentance, and we're going to talk about repentance. It's a season of repentance, for we know that Christ comes again in holiness, power, and judgment. Advent leads us into a deeper repentance. Christ comes now into our hearts by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Advent is a season of joy, for we are grateful for Christ coming in a manger. The incarnation made the way for our salvation. The incarnation made the way. It prepared the way for our salvation. And you know, for many of you that have been following me on social media, you know, I've been promoting a slogan: salvation is the ultimate sophistication. Let's brag about the manger and the incarnation, because it made way for our salvation, church. Advent can be summarized as life of repentance, leading to a present, joy-filled, fresh experience of the risen Christ. In preparation for the coming church year, we yearn for the transformation of our hearts. Advent waiting is the prayerful longing to see Jesus face to face and experience afresh God's Holy Spirit pouring upon us in love and grace. Advent waiting is thankfulness for Christ's first coming while eagerly expecting Christ's second coming in glorious majesty. Advent waiting cleanses, it converts, and renews our hearts as we await Christ's physical appearance in the skies. Go with me, church. In this present world, we endure while calmly trusting the Holy Spirit to be Christ in us in the midst of a falling and decadent world. In hope, we look forward to seeing our blessed Savior face to face. That's what we're hoping for. That's what you're hoping for. Advent is a time to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. The Messiah's coming is understood in three different senses. One, his coming to earth in Bethlehem. Two, his second coming at the consummation of God's purposes. And three, his coming to the present moment into your life and my life. The coming of Messiah to me in this moment is predicated on repentance. Repentance is not something we can take, but it must be granted to us by God. Isaiah is the prophet of Advent because in his life and prophetic word, he represented the hope of Advent. John the Baptist and Mary, Jesus' mother, revealed Advent spiritually. The former by his single-minded mission and self-giving love, the latter by her willingness to yield her life to God's will. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, and we know this voice. We're God's family. We know this voice crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. The season of Advent is one of my favorite times in the Christian calendar. God bless you, family. We love you.